Amen. We're so thankful tonight. Amen. For Brother All Britain, I appreciate them. Amen. We've had a great time with them. And I want to say, Brother All Britain, we love you. We want it so good that y'all want to come back.
We want to come back, that's for sure. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Come on, church family. Would you clap your hands, all your people? Clap your hands, all your people. Hallelujah. Can somebody shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph? Can you shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph in this place? Hallelujah. 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 My heart is full tonight, and I just are so humbled by this church's kindness, your pastor's kindness that you've shown my family, and we just thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we don't take your hard-earned money lightly, and so we thank God for it, and we thank God and pray that God would give you an 100-fold blessing, that God would pour out the windows of heaven upon this church, and we just thank God, and thank God for Pastor Crossright once again. Thank you so much, sir, for this invitation, and all this was real, a lot of surprise. We kind of just all this was in surprise, and I feel like it wasn't on me and his agenda, but it was on God's agenda. And I feel like the will of God has been accomplished. God has done some great things in our midst, but tonight, how many just came expecting God to do something tonight? Said, how many just came expecting God to do something tonight? And I know the hour is late, and I know the weather is supposed to get bad out there. And I said, so we're going to try to expedite this, but I do feel a word burning on my heart. Said, I feel a word burning on my heart that I just want to get out. Hopefully I can relay it to you here tonight. We're going to launch off at 1 Samuel, thanks again, Pastor, so much for all this. Your hospitality, First Lady, just been treating us so kindly. Thank you all so much. Thank you so much. And we're praying for Brother Isaac back there. I saw him hobbling around here, and I was glad to see him in the house. So hopefully I get to say something to him before we get out of here. Here, 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Verse 16, 1 Samuel chapter 30, and I know, church family, hope you're not too tired, because we have done a lot tonight. Man, we done missions, and we done took up two offerings, and man, so hopefully you got a little energy left in you. Amen. Hope you got a little energy left in you. But 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 16 reads, and when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. Verse 17, and David smote them from the twilight even to the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. Verse 18, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, nor neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Would somebody say all?
All.
David recovered all. And then I want us to flip over one more scripture in your reading here, in our hearing today. I want us to jump over to Matthew 11 and 12, and the reads, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And I'm going to preach on a certain topic. I'm going to withhold my title just for a little bit. And I just feel like we want to go into the enemy's camp here tonight. So I said, I hope you're not too tired, because I just want to give a devil one more black eye. I said, I just want to beat up on him just a little bit more. Yeah, let's go into the enemy's camp and take back everything that he stole from us. But I'm wondering is how many violent people do we have in the house? Says the violent take it by force. Yeah, some of us have been violent about the things of the world, but how many of us can be violent about the things of God? That's what I'm wondering. How many people can be violent about the things of God? Devil, take your hands off of my family. Take your hands off of my church. Take your hands off of our young people. Take your hands off of my community. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And if the violent people would stretch your hands toward heaven right now, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us tonight. God, we need you. God, we're leaning on you. God, we thank you for what we feel. Throw your weight around in this place. Heal, save, and deliver. Set free, God. Break the bondage of sin, yokes of addictions off of your people. God, let us get the victory. God, make us whole tonight. Make us whole tonight. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And with the church, amen. Amen. Would you say amen once again? Amen. Can you clap your hands once again before we're seated here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let your faith rise. Come on. Come on, let your faith rise. Let your faith rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Here we jumped in the middle of our text about a story very familiar to many of us, about the story of David and Ziklag. And here David finds himself in a predicament, because when the men would go out to battle, they would used to come back to hear the joys and the celebratory services and celebrations as they would come back from battle, because they know that God had visited and helped David win another battle. But this time was a little bit different, because as they come up the horizon, they could smell the smell of smoke and not the normal food that they would normally hear of the celebrations. But this time was a little bit different, because they see the smoke and they say, oh man, what's going on? What's going on this time? We smell the smoke. We see as they get closer, they see the houses on fire. They see their town on fire. They see everything that they worked for. And their town that called Ziklag was on fire. And these men that had been following David for so long had been following David. And they said, wait a minute, David, I thought the hand of God was on your life. David, I thought you was the giant slayer. I thought you was the one, yeah, that God had anointed to be the next king. I thought God's hand was on you. But now we look at our wives are gone. Our kids are gone. Everything is gone from us. Our house is on fire. And now, David, what are we going to do with you? We've been following you. We've been walking with you. And the scripture records, they said the men spake of stoning David, because everybody was just so hurt and so sorrowful, because they had lost their family members. But a shift in the scripture about 30 in verse 6, and it says, but David encourage himself in the Lord. Yeah, David reached way down deep and said, wait a minute, everything around me might be bad, but I still serve a God that has still never lost a battle. I still serve a God that is still able. Church family, let me tell you something right here. Says David encourage himself in the Lord. I wish I could tell you, church family, that When you start serving God and you start drawing nigh to God, everything is going to be all right. Everything is just going to go your way. You are just going to cruise down the river of life. You're just going to have a point. You're just going to be able to cruise down life and ride, as I like to say, the apostolic cruise line of life. And you can point out all the excursions and point out all the attractions, and life is just going to cruise down the road. Ah, but church, I wish I could tell you that. I wish pastor could tell you that. We wish we could tell people ever, you're never going to have another problem. But what I can tell you, you didn't get on a cruise ship. You got on a battleship. I said you didn't get on a cruise ship. You got on a battleship. That the road, the winds might get a little, the wind, the sea might get just a little bit choppy every now and then. And things might get just a little bit rocky. Yeah, some trouble might come. But all you got to do is hang on to the side. I said, all you got to do is hang on to that unchanging hand of God and ride the waves, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And this ship is headed to Zion. I said, the captain is called King Jesus, and he's headed, and he's going to take us to where he needs us to be. Yeah. You got on a battleship. Sometimes might get a little tight with your brother or your sister. But I want to tell somebody, stay on the ship. I said, stay on it. Stay on it, because God is faithful. I said, God is faithful. And here is where David finds himself in some contrary situation. He don't know where his wife is, doesn't know where his kids are. But he says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So this ain't for everybody. But this is for some of you folks that you ever been at the house and you just start thinking about how good God is. First lady ain't singing always. At the house, she ain't singing and been pumping the organ and the piano. And you don't always find yourself in the house of God. But that's when you gotta reach way down deep. I said, that's when you gotta reach way down deep and start thinking about how God rescued you out of all those other problems. How he provided for you a long time ago. And you start to think about how good God is. And you start to say, God, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but all I know is God holds tomorrow. That's all I know. And I can encourage myself. And I might can't smile right now, but when I start to think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. Says David, encourage himself in the law. That's when God will put your test and say, see, whether you are will be a continual praiser. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah, God will figure out how what you in this for, what you praising me for. Are you praising me for what I've done over who I am? Yeah, I'm still your El Shaddai. I'm still your will in the mouth. I'm still am I still everything to you? David encouraged himself. Can I preach here just a little bit, church? Promise I'm not going to go too long. I want to preach here. See, says the psalm says, a man, blessed is the man who builds. This is the foundation that you need to build your foundation on. You need to build your house on. You need to make sure you're building your stuff on the rock, not on some sand. Because I'm telling you, the wind is going to come. I said, the wind is going to come. The waves are going to come, and they're going to see what you're made of. Yeah, and those people that build their house on the sand, life is going to blow it down. But is there anybody that wants to build their house on the rock, which is called Christ? Yeah, that solid rock. I said, that solid rock. Listen to me. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Because old oak trees by the river, some of the strongest trees as ever. Because a lot of times we marvel at how high it is. We marvel about how high and how the branches are so wide. Man, look at that old tree. Look at that tree. That tree has survived some storms. That tree has survived some things. And we look at it, but what we don't look at, what we can't see, is the roots go way down deep. Yeah, the roots go way down deep, and it's planted by the rivers of water. And that's why what we do every time we come into the house, we make sure our root system is strong. We make sure that I'm still anchored in God. I want to make sure my root system is still strong. That's how them old oak trees can handle some storms. And the wind might blow real strong. They might sway every now and then. They might rock just a little bit, but they might bend, but they don't break. I said they might bend, but they don't break, because I'm like a tree planted. Planted by the rivers of water. Let me say this. Tree that's planted, you can count on it. I said, when you're planted, you can count on it. You can count on that tree being there. Trees don't uproot much at all. They're going to be there. They're going to be there. Is there anybody in the house, say, Pastor, you can count on me. I'm going to be in the house. I'm going to be a worshiper. I'm going to be a praiser. I'm going to pray like I should. Yeah, I'm going to be a prayer. I'm going to find myself in, a tree planted to survive some storms. Yeah, planted. How many know? You was built for this. So how many of us know we was built for troubled waters? We was built for the time that the devil said, I'll throw this their way and they'll walk out. But no. Says David, encourage himself in the Lord. I said, encourage himself in the Lord his God. When everybody else around him is scared, everybody else around him is discouraged, David said, hey, brother, one thing we got to do is we got to have church. Amen. One thing we got to do, because we don't know the enemy. We don't know who's done this. All I know is I'm going to try my best to get my stuff back. I want to find out. But the only way he did that, he said, I got to bring for the linen ephod. Abathar the priest, come on here. You know what we got to do? We got to have church. We got to beseech the throne of God. We got to go thronely before the throne of grace. Yeah, that's why the devil tries to keep you out of church. Yeah, that's why he tries to keep you, because this is where we get our answers. This is where we get our strength. This is where we get our, this is where God can minister to us. He says, hey, Abadar the priest, bring here the linen ephod. And inside that linen ephod was prophetic stones in there called Urim and Thummim. And those prophetic stones were in there, and they would ask God, shall yes or no answer, yes or no, yes or no questions. And here those stones were one would illuminate, coming together meaning perfect light. And this is what today we call the Word of God. See, when the Word of God is aligned perfectly with the man of God, that's when perfect light illuminates. That's when God can illuminate his word in your heart. When those things line up, as we like to say it, in spirit and in truth. I said, you got to have both spirit and in truth. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Yeah, we can't just do this any old way, but we got to do it the Bible way. Everything got to align for the will of God to be accomplished in our life. We can't just do it any other way. You gotta do it God's way. It is. David asked of the Lord with the priest, he said, hey, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I go after and get my stuff. And the word of the Lord comes back and says, yeah, you're going to pursue. And it says, David, without fail, you're going to recover everything. See, without fail, you're going to recover everything. And somebody ought to shout it right there to say, hey, I know everything's going to be all right. Yes, my situation right now, present time, might not be all right, but I still serve a God that can be a healer. I still serve a God that I have faith in, that I know if Jesus is on my side, everything is going to be all right. Abathar the priest says, without fail, you're going to recover everything. David says, okay, sounds good. We're going to pursue after this troop. We're going to pursue some things here because we want our wives back. We want our families back. Here it is. They go down. Go down. Find a man. They said, hey, who took our stuff? They said, who took our stuff? And they said, oh, I know who took your stuff. The Amalekites took your stuff. He said, the Amalekites took your stuff. And I know right there, David's heart sunk. Because he said, man, you know, I can take Philistines. See, Philistines, they come out you toe-to-toe. Philistines will come out and they send their best man. They send their Goliath. They send their giants out. And then that's what God had delivered the Philistines into David's hands. Yeah, that was the Amalekite. That was the Philistine, excuse me, but not the Amalekites. See, there was a reason why God hated the Amalekites. Amalekites, I think I said this last Sunday, the descendants of Esau, Edomites, and there was evil people, and there was the people that preyed upon the children of Israel as they went through the wilderness. The Amalekites would sneak up and take advantage of the stragglers, take advantage of the ones that couldn't keep up with the bunch. They would come in and they would take advantage of them. Yeah, Amalekites don't play fair, and that's why God hated them, and that's why God told Saul to kill them all, but Saul didn't do it. Yes, Saul didn't obey the voice of God. And here they are today. Here they are. David is still fighting Amalekites. And he said, Oh man, I'm still fighting Amalekites. Yeah, you know what Amalekites are? The type and shadow of sin. I said, Amalekites are types and shadow of sin. Yeah, sin don't play fair. I said, sin doesn't play fair. I said, sin doesn't play fair. Sin will take advantage of the weak. Sin will take advantage. It will. You give it an inch, it'll take a yard. You give it a day, it'll take a month. Yeah, sin doesn't play fair. Church family, we can't handle just a little bit of sin. I said, you can't handle just a little bit of sin. Young people, hear me. You can't just handle just a little bit of sin where I can pick it up and put it down anytime I want. No. The devil put his tentacles in you and sin will take advantage of you. That's what those Amalekites did. And that's why he said, Saul, you better take everything. I don't want to take no spoil from him. I don't want to take nothing from him. Don't you play with sin, church. I said, don't applaud. Let us play with sin. Don't play with sin. I said, don't play with sin. Some of y'all saying, you better keep moving on. But I feel like I want to stay here just a little bit. Don't you play with sin. Because when the day, all right, Samson did so much where he said, I can shake myself like other times and then God will be with me. He said, no, Samson, you went a little too far. Yeah, you already drunk the wine. You already messed with the carcass. And now your hair is gone. Mercy, I was dealing with mercy, but now I'm judging you, Samson. And he shook himself like other times. And then, no. That God had departed from him. And that's how it can be with us. You can play around with sin, and God's mercy keep on letting you find a place of repentance. And don't you play with it so much that you can say, I can step out aside of church just for a short while. I can play with this sin and then come back into the house of God like nothing ever happened. You better fall into an altar. I said, you better fall into an altar and say, God, I'm for real this time. God, I'm serious this time. I'm not playing with sin. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, church. Don't rush me right through here. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I feel God. Yeah, this is a warning sign for somebody. This is your spiritual rumble strips to say, hey, wake up. Wake up. Stop playing with sin. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Come on, church family. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. Oh God, we don't want to play with sin. We don't want to play with just a little bit of sin. God, we want to give you our life. We want to give you everything, God. But here it is. David. The word of the Lord is with David and said, hey, thou shalt without fail recover all. And he says, okay, even though I got to fight these dirty Amalekites, these guys don't play fair. And this is how they even attacked Ziklag, because they knew David and his men were out. They knew, that's why they prayed on the wives, prayed on everybody that was still left in Ziklag, because they didn't fight fair. And they said, we'll take an advantage of David. We'll take an advantage and see what he can do here. And here it is. David said, okay, I'm going to fight them Amalekites. Yes, I'm going to go down and fight them Amalekites. And here, like I said, I'm not going to go much longer. But here it is. David finds the Amalekites. We read in our text, David finds the Amalekites dancing with his stuff, and they were partying, and he sneaks up on them and he says, hey, wait a minute. They're dancing with my stuff. They're dancing with my kids. They're dancing with my wives. They're dancing with my stuff. And David says, oh no, the word of the Lord says, I'm going to without fail recover all. Can I tell somebody? Somebody ought to tell, hey, you started your party just a little bit too early. You started some things just a little bit too early. Because they thought, they said, we got this victory. We got this victory in the bag. We got this victory in the bag. We can party with David's stuff. They're not going to come get it. They're not going to come get their stuff. We can party with it. Be seated. I'm going to give you my title. There was an old boy walking around with a list of names, on a piece of paper. He said, his friend walked up to him and said, hey, Brother Pearl, what's that list of names you got on that paper? He said, this is the list of names of people I can beat up. This is the list of names of the people that I can whoop. Come on. He said, this is the list of names. He said, wait a minute. Since he took a look at that list, he said, wait a minute. I'm on this list. He said, I'm on this list. And he said, you can't whoop me. He said, I know you can't whoop me. And the man said, okay, brother, I know I can't whoop you. He said, okay, I'll just take your name off the list then. And here's the thing, church. Here's the thing. The devil has a list of names of people that he thinks he can whoop. He has each and every one of us on that list. He has everybody on that list. Sis, you on that list. Brother, you on that list. And he's walking around and saying, hey, they're not going to come get their joy. They're not going to come get their peace. Yeah, I can take things anytime I want to. I can tell them what I want to, and they'll do it. So my title is, devil, take me off your list. You can't whoop me. You can't whoop me. And I want somebody to get this in your heart. Devil, take me off your list. Enough is enough. I'm coming to get my stuff. Enough is enough. You started your party just a little bit too early. Started your party just a little bit too early. Yay, verily. Devil has Apostolic Lighthouse on his list. And he said, I can go in there and bind up a service anytime I want to. Yeah, I can buy it anytime I want to. But is there anybody in the house to say, no, no, no. Devil, take me off your list. I said, devil, take me off your list. Enough is enough. Sister, somebody can come to music. I told her I'm going to go long. Say, David finds them Amalekites partying with his stuff. And see, some of y'all, now got so comfortable, I said it this morning, now got so comfortable in chains. Now got so comfortable without no peace, comfortable without no joy, comfortable calling up to sin. You got so comfortable in it that you just said the violent and said, hey, I don't even want it no more. Because here's the thing, you got to want the devil to take you off your list. See, we can't want it so much for you. Because guess what? If we want it for you, you'll run around here and do all that and go right back to it. So you got to make up your mind. I say you got to make up your mind. I say you got to make up your mind. Yeah, you got to make up your mind whether you're going to be violent or not. This kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Yeah, I told you you was on a battleship. I told you you was going to have to fight. I told you you couldn't just lay down and walk into heaven. But nah, God is still on your side. And as long as God is on my, everything is going to be all right. I tell you, yeah, I like this. The violent people are starting to stand up and take your rightful place and say, devil, take me off your list. Yeah, on Monday, devil, take me off your list. I'm a child of the king. I'm a child. Yeah. Devil, take me off your list. Somebody need to give a devil an eviction notice. I said, somebody need to give a devil an eviction notice. I said, I'm tired of you beating up on my family all the way to church. You beating up my house before we even get to church. You beating up everybody. And I get to church, I'm so bogged down. Devil, take me off your list. Yeah. David finds himself partying. Finds him partying with this stuff. And David, it looks like things are pretty bad. They've already burned Ziklag. Taken everything. And now David has said, hey, am I going to fight? But the word of the Lord said, you shall without fail recover all. You're going to recover everything that the devil stole from you. Is there anybody that say, I'll go into the enemy's camp? I'll go into the enemy's camp. I'm not scared of no giants. I'm not scared of anything. I'm going to go in with the sword of the Lord. And I'm going to go in. I love it. Because at one verse, they're partying with this stuff. And the very next verse, David is getting everything back. I said, he goes from one verse and they're winning. The battle seems like, David, you lost. But here it is, the very next verse. It says, David recovered all.
I said, David recovered all. Sis, yeah, we do need to go to Nacogdoches County and the surrounding. Yeah, everything is ours. I said, everything is ours. The violent people are now in the house. I said, the violent people are in the house. We're going to take back everything.
Says David recovered all. And I'm about to stop right here, because that goes to show me, I don't know how much time it took. I don't know all the chronological time frame of it. I don't know. All I know is my God don't need long to be strong. That's all I know. Because from one verse, they was winning. To the next verse, David won and took back everything. He didn't recover just a little bit. He didn't recover just a fragment. No, it says David recovered all. David recovered everything. David recovered everything. Some of y'all don't put up with stuff so long that you don't even know what it feels like to be free. Uh-huh. It's been so long. You've been dealing with stuff so long. And said, man, I might as well just make the best out of a bad situation. The devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. Since you're ready, I don't know. I don't know what you need. If you need a healing, if you need God, whatever you need God to do, if you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you need deliverance from sin, whatever you need to get as close as you can around some violent people to say, we're going into the enemy's camp and we're going to take back everything. Word of the Lord says, I can restore the years that the cankerworm have eaten. See, with God, God can give you double for your trouble. I said, God can give you double for your trouble. What the devil meant for evil, God can turn it around for your good. Yeah, devil, you've been messing with me too long. I'm going to get everything back. And God, I'm going to ask God to be a restorer of the years. What the palmer worm have eaten. What the canker worm have eaten. I want you to lift up holy hands right now. I said, I want you to lift up holy hands right now. Come on. Kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Come on, violent people. Come on, violent people of God. Come on, violent people. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, I want you to make a sound. Lift your voice like a trumpet. I said, lift your voice like a trumpet. Some of y'all, the devil done took your voice from you. I said, the devil done took your voice from you. I said, the devil done took your... Somebody ought to make sure, devil, you're going to hear my voice. Devil, take me off your list.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. Lift up holy hands. Whatever you need God to do. I said, whatever you need God to do. I want you to take unsaved relatives to God. I said, everything. Come on, I feel breakthrough in this house. I said, I feel breakthrough in this house. Come on, I feel breakthrough in this house. Come on, I feel breakthrough. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, church, make some noise, yeah. See, the devil said, they'll just shout for 30 seconds. They'll just do a little bit of shout, but nah, not tonight. I said, not tonight. We're going into the enemy's camp, and we want everything. Come on, if you want everything, I want you to pray like you never prayed before. Come on, when the ordinary prayer just won't do. I said, when the ordinary, come on, just won't do.
I'm taking it back. What the devil sold. from me. I'm taking it back.
Come on, it's time for you to take some stuff back.
By the blood's authority.
Yes.
Jesus said I could cross the line, take back what is rightfully mine.
Yes.
I'm taking it back.
Come on,
what
come on.
What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it back.
What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Come on, we're going into the enemy's territory.
By the blood's authority.
Come on, we're going into the enemy's territory.
Cross the line, take back what is rightfully mine.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, church. Come on, we're in warfare right now. Come on, we're in warfare right now.
Taking it back by the blood's authority.
Yes.
Jesus said I could cross the line.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Yes, come on, church, lift your voice.
The devil stole from me.
Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice.
By the blood's authority. Jesus said I could cross the line, take back what is rightfully mine. I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. By the blood's authority. Jesus said I could cross the line, take back what is rightfully mine. I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me. By the blood's authority, Jesus said I can cross the line, take back what's rightfully mine. Woo, I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. By the blood's authority, Jesus said I can cross the line, take back what's rightfully mine. I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me. Oh, Jesus said I can cross the line.
Come on, church. Come on, come on. Come on, don't get in a hurry. Don't get in a hurry. Come on.
The devil stole from me. I'm taking it in Jesus' name. I'm taking it back. By the blood's authority. Jesus said I'd cross the line. Take back what is mine. I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back in Jesus' name. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back by the blood's authority. Jesus said I can cross the line, take what's rightfully mine. I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. What the devil stole from me, I'm taking it in Jesus' name by his authority. Jesus said I can cross the line, take what's rightfully mine. I'm taking